going to get some?
Am I going to get some gas?
Yeah. Or are they?
Are they going to get some gas?
Okay. If a mother was going to say to a child, you know, if she was going to tell him that she had his clothes, she might say, here, what?
Here are your clothes, and then don't get dressed.
All right, and if a great many people think a certain thing, and you know it, you might say, well,
the majority of these people are thinking along a certain line.
Okay, would you say there are many people?
There are many people of the same opinion.
There are many people who
think that this thing is a certain way.
Right.
In other words, they agreed on it generally.
Okay. If you were going to pet a dog or something and somebody said, oh, don't hurt him, you might say, well,
I'm not going to hurt him, I just want to pet him.
Okay. Or you might say, I'm right. Did you say, ain't I or aren't I? Or?
I'm right. Am I not?
Okay. If you were going to do something anyway, you might say, we
decided to do this thing.
Okay. We were going to do this thing.
We'd already planned it.
Or if somebody asked you, did you break that window? You might say, no.
No.
It wasn't me or
it wasn't me.
Okay. Something for free when the soap man leaves a box of soap hanging on your front doorknob or something, you say that's a
sample of something.
Okay.
They're trying to sell.
What about a piece of cloth that you look at in a material store? Would that be a sample too, or would it be called something else?
Well, a sample is, I've heard them speak of it as a sample because they want them to cut a little strip off of a piece of cloth, take it and look it over and decide whether they want that particular.
Have you ever heard the term swatch? Swatch for a piece of this cloth?
Yeah, I believe I have swatch.
Okay.
But the other is more commonly used.
Okay. Talking about the word pretty, if you were looking at something that was pretty and something else over here was more pretty, would you say, well, this is pretty, but this is
prettier.
Okay, and this is the most
beautiful.
Okay, or the prettiest.
Prettiest I've ever seen.
And what about the thing that a woman ties around her when she's getting ready to do some work in the kitchen?
Apron.
Okay.
You got it, it's an apron.
Or the thing that you put on with your suit. You put on your pants, your shirt, your tie, and then your
shoes.
The thing that you wear over your shirt.
Oh, your coat.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And some people wear under the coat, over the shirt.
A vest.
Okay. You ever hear it called anything else?
Let's see, I don't know whether it's waistcoat or not. An old fashioned word there, waistcoat, but I don't know whether that's what they're speaking of. Vest is the common word.
Okay. The thing that you wear on your legs, the things that you wear on your legs, you call them what?
Be your socks.
Okay, and then these?
Your pants.
Okay. Are there any distinction between pants and jeans, or pants and trousers, or anything?
Well, jeans, yes. Jeans are more of a work clothes. Usually they are the overall material.
Okay.
And your pants usually are a little better grade. Unless you speak of them as work pants, they could be, of course, in work material.
Okay. Talking about the word ring.
Ring.
You might say,
today they will.
They will bring them money to me that they were supposed to bring.
Yesterday they bought the thing, and I would think they would have bought it of my today, anyway.